Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Sorry for interrupting that song, but we got to crack on. Kia ora te whanau. Ki te whakarongo mai koutou ki Arrow FM, your community access radio station. Ko Michael tēnei, and ki te makariri nei, it's sharp and nippy this morning. What's happening in the region, you may ask? Hey, I found out about something I didn't know, because this is you can tell I'm going to cough, can't you? I'm going to turn my microphone off just a sec. You didn't need to hear that. Yeah, something that I didn't realise happens every Friday. This is Feed 'em Up Friday with Randall at Jackson Street Bar on Masterton. Yeah, free food. So 5:30 to 6:30 every Friday. Their local hero, hunter and gatherer, Randall, cooks up a free meal at J-Bar. He's a legend. He's their legend because he's passed on his knowledge to the young hunters and some of his skills, and they return the favour by supplying the treats. Join them at Jackson's Bar. Isn't that good? Free food. Don't you think that these days stuff like that is becoming more and more necessary? We're living in difficult times. Well, there are certain very, 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 very rich people who are not living in difficult times, but many others are struggling, and I feel that we need to get back to a more supportive and caring society, one where, well, you know, the mega rich pay their fair share of tax and the poor people are not treated poorly. So that's Feed 'em Up Friday with Randall. Good on you, Randall. It's called Aerodrome, open day tomorrow. So what time does that start? 9 in the morning goes till 3 o'clock. Celebration of aviation and community. The gates are open at 9. And admissions $10 a person, free for children under 15. And they've got FBOS. You can join them for the day and see the important role that Hood Aerodrome continues to play in the Wairarapa region. I have to say, I look forward to it continuing and growing, and we get an air service back again. Remember that? There was this little brief period. Whether you're an aviation enthusiast, bringing the family for a day out, or simply interested in exploring the aerodrome, there'll be something for all ages. Like what, for example? Well, aircraft displays, explore resident hangars and view a range of aircraft, including vintage, recreational and privately owned planes, emergency services and aviation organisations. You can meet the local emergency services. I know some people recently who needed the emergency services. A young girl from one of the recently brought here refugee families had an accident with a kettle, got quite badly burnt and had to be whipped over to Hutt Hospital. So these emergency services are vital. But she's doing all right, by the way, now, so that's good. Learn more about the services operating within the region. Food and refreshments, a range of food vendors will be on site, along with coffee and a sausage sizzle. You're welcome to bring a picnic to enjoy on the grassed areas. Free parking available off Manaia Road. South Road will be closed to all traffic except residents, Aero Club members and, you know, for accessibility parking. And while they love dogs, please leave your dogs at home. You can see why that could be problematic. This is a smoke-free and alcohol-free event. I'm going to cough again. Talk quietly amongst yourselves. What's that they used to say? It's not the cough that carries you off, it's the coffin they carry you off in. Now there's a movie fundraiser for a bloke called Monty, who's representing New Zealand in Darwin. It's the Michael Jackson movie that's playing at the Screening Room on this coming Wednesday, 5:45 till 8. See, Monty's fundraising to attend the Oceania Championships in Darwin in May, and he's selected by Athletics New Zealand to compete in the under-18 triple jump. Good on you. I used to do a lot of athletics, and I was quite good at long jump, but I couldn't get the rhythm for triple jump. It's really hard. What I was always doing wrong is I was doing a much too big hop, and then you kind of land, boom, and you've got no forward impetus for the jump. So Monty presumably knows all about that. Otherwise, he wouldn't be representing the country, would he? So if you want to turn up to that, you can also have dinner there. There'll be raffle tickets to purchase on the night before the big draw on the 10th of May by the New Zealand Police, because, you know, it's got to be done properly. Prizes include an array of vouchers from supportive local businesses, a private 90-minute concert with Monty. I'm trying to visualize that. Does he jump for you, or is he also a musician? A load of pine firewood and an awesome meat pack from Homegrown. So that's the screening room Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, 5:45 for Monty. So let's wish Monty heaps of luck and spring in his step over there in Darwin. Here's a song by Van Halen for you. Wait for it. Jump. Oh, hang on. I tried to get all dramatic with my wait for it as if it was just going to kick right in. But, you know, jumping, especially the triple jump, takes a bit of prep. It takes, you know, you stand there and you size up and you visualize yourself hurtling through the air. Stop rabbiting on, Michael. This is Van Halen with Jump.
Oh,
Jump, and that was for you, Monty, going to represent New Zealand at the Darwin Games in the triple jump. So, the big deal coming up, of course, is Te Waiwhakaata Wairarapa Film Festival, a celebration of cinema, storytelling, connection and community, bringing audiences together across the Wairarapa region to experience the power of film in all its forms. So, you probably know all about this. Jane Ross, who does a program here called Film Talks, is the director of the festival, and I just think it's really grown and become very exciting over the years. She presents films that have a Wairarapa connection. And it's always amazing to realise just how many people in the New Zealand film industry have originated from the Wairarapa, have a Wairarapa connection. I tell you what we're going to tonight is two films about, well, this is not the whole focus of the films, but they were Carter to Mears, you know, Greg Lang and, of course, Georgina Beyer. The first film was directed by Jane herself, and that's called By Hand. It's about Greg and Ali, who make carriages and carts by hand. Greg's a wheelwright and Ali does the bodywork. They're unique because they're the only people in Aotearoa still doing this kind of work. And Georgie Girl, of course, is about the also unique Georgina Beyer. Too many things to say about Georgie. Go to the screening at the Wairarapa Events Centre in Carterton tonight for this double header, 7:30, probably worth going a bit earlier to mix and mingle. You can book on Humanitix. We like you to book on Humanitix because we know how many people are going to be there. I say we because we have a stake in Jane's stuff. Well, apart from the fact we like to support her and she does fabulous stuff. But tomorrow night, we're off to see Red Mole, A Romance. And this is a fundraiser for Arrow FM. So, yeah, that's our stake. Please come. Also book on Humanitix or just turn up before 7:30 at Regent 3 tomorrow. We do like you to book because then we know how much cake to bake. Yes, there will be cake. So Red Mole were a kind of groundbreaking counterculture theatre troupe in 70s. Began in Wellington but known all over the world really because they became quite a cult hit in New York. Annie Goldson, who directed this documentary, she also directed Georgie Girl, is going to be there to do a bit of a Q&A afterwards. And she knew them well. She was associated with Red Mole. And I just think if you want to know what it was like to be in what for me felt like an edgy, dangerous scene back in Wellington in the 70s, definitely worth seeing. So, hey, should we play a song for Georgina? For Georgina Beyer, this is The Seekers with Georgie Girl.
Hey there, Georgie Girl, swinging down the street so fancy free. Nobody you meet could ever see the loneliness there
inside you.
Hey there, Georgie girl, why do all the boys just pass you by? Could it be you just don't try, or is it the clothes you wear?
You're always window shopping but never stopping to buy,
so shed those downy feathers and fly
a little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl, there's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide, and oh, what a change that'd be. The world would see a new Georgie girl. Hey there, dreaming of the someone you could be. Life is a reality, you can't always run away.
Don't be so scared of changing and rearranging yourself.
It's time for jumping down from the shell.
A little bit.
Hey there, Georgie girl. There's another Georgie deep inside. Bring out all the love you hide. And oh, what a change there'd be.
Bit of an ironic dedication to Georgina Bayer, because those lyrics really don't relate to Georgie at all, who needed no encouragement to get out there and certainly didn't wear dowdy clothes. Georgina Bayer, greatly missed. Isn't it wonderful that here in Wairarapa we elected, not we, but in Carterton, the world's first transgender mayor? She also represented our region as a member of parliament. Go and see these movies. Jane will tell you more about all the other films. She's got also, she's doing something about Star Wars. She's, and you think, well, where's the Wairarapa connection there? Well, I don't know. She'll know. All right. Enjoy yourselves. Have a good time. Don't forget to get out to the markets. These crisp but sunny mornings are a great time to get there, get some local produce, drink a bit of coffee, listen to some music, and have a good time. I'm off now, probably to clear my throat. It's been fab. See you later.